So today I'll be talking about metastable 3G breaking bucket in supersymmetric gate theory, especially the SQCD and then cyber-Witten theory. So first part, I will talk about the phenomenological aspect using the metastable bucket based on the collaboration with Yuichiro Kitano and then Hiroshi Oguri. And then also second part, I want to talk about the cyber metastable bucket in the cyber-Witten theory based on the collaboration with Hiroshi and Chan-Sun Park, and also Joe Marzano and Hiroshi and Chan-Sun Park. This paper hopefully will appear soon. So let me start with the basic background of the supersymmetric gate theory. So although it is not, there is no clear evidence yet, but it is plausible that supersymmetry is realized at high energy. So the reason is as follows. The supersymmetry allows us to controllability, it gives us a controllability of the theory, including the non-partible effect. So therefore, we can know the low energy behavior in detail in some sense. So also, if you consider n equal one supersymmetric gate theory, which is not so high supersymmetry, so this theory includes quite rich physical phenomena, such as confinement or the non-trivial RG fixed point at IR, or dynamical generation of the mass term or the interaction and so on. So it includes quite rich physical phenomena. So that's why interesting. This is a formal aspect. And then moreover, this theory has various phenomenological attraction feature, such as the cancellation of the quadratic divergence or the unification of the gauge coupling and so on. So in this way, this kind of theory is quite nice. And then it is nice to study this intensively. So however, in nature, at the low energy, supersymmetry has to be broken. So how does it break? How is supersymmetry broken? And then how do we feel it? That's my main motivation of my talk today. And then among the several possibility, dynamical supersymmetry breaking, 3G breaking is quite nice because it's naturally explained the hierarchy problem of the weak scale and the Planck scale. So it's quite nice. So however, until recently, it has been believed that dynamical supersymmetry breaking is quite special because of the following reason. So old work assumed this kind of situation, namely that they wanted to use the gauge theory without supersymmetry. So people have to focus on the chiral gauge theory, and then that's why a little bit harder to construct a realistic model. And then also, if you assume that the generic superpotential, then the existence of U1 null symmetry is a necessary condition to break the supersymmetry. So anyway, this kind of situation, the model building was a little bit hard. However, once we accept the metastable vacuum, if we accept the existence of supersymmetric vacuum, the situation becomes much simpler. So this situation I'm going to talk about today. So after the discovery by Intrigator, Seiberg, and Shi, the situation was drastically changed. The dynamical supersymmetry breaking is not special, but seems generic. So so I will explain the detail about the Intrigator, Seiberg, and Shi later. But before that, let me comment on the key point of the theory. So first one is that the acceptor long lived metastable vacuum. If the decay probability between the metastable vacuum to supersymmetric vacuum is very small, then phenomenologically viable. And then the metastable supersymmetry breaking allows us to use the model with explicit R breaking. So R symmetry breaking means that the existence of supersymmetric vacuum somewhere in field configuration space But decay probability from the metastable to Suji breaking is small, then phenomenologically okay. So this is quite useful to for model building. And the most important point is the vector-like model. The massive SQCD they integrate the cyber chi short is that the massive SQCD is a vector-like model. And then this kind of theory in general, it's quite simple. And then this kind of theory naturally allows us as low energy effectivity theory on D-brain. So it's much easier to embed the phenomenologically successful model into the string theory. That's a new avenue of this kind. So it's good time to revisit model building. So let me quickly review the ISS model. So consider the SUN gate theory, SUN SQCD, and the free magnetic range. Maybe the free magnetic range means that the number of the flavor is between these two. And then it is known that this electric theory has a magnetic dual description, which is quite similar to electric theory, but the length is different and including the singlet field M, and then which has a Yukawa interaction. So the reason why people integrate a cyber-chi focus on the free magnetic range is to control the Kera potential. Since the beta function of the dual description is positive, so ultimately low energy, it becomes free. So that means that the Kera potential is almost canonical, so up to undetermined constant. So this allows us to control not only the F term, but also the D term. So we can qualitatively say something about it. So this, until here, this was a well-known fact, but they add a small deformation to this model. They add a small mass term to the electric theory. That means that they're adding the linear term in the magnetic theory. So this small deformation drastically changes the vacuum structure of the theory. So actually you can see that from the F time equation for M. So you can see that equation motion for M can be written this way. And then here, the identity matrix has the length NF. And then this guy, the Q to the Q, this C is the color indices, then contracted with each other. So the first one has at most rank NF minus NC. And then in the free magnetic range, this one is smaller than this. So not all the equations are satisfied. Therefore, supersymmetry is broken at the tree level. So however, from the electric theory point of view, it's broken dynamically. And the minimum of the potential includes the sum of the flat direction. So we have to control this flat direction. Yeah, this is the minimum, the parameterizing the minimum of the potential. Theta and the M0 is a non-compact flat direction, so we have to control. Otherwise, it leads us to the infinity, and the infinity is a perturbation, quite the sensitive of the perturbation. So we don't know what's going on at the infinity. So before that, we have to stabilize the moduli. So anyway, explicitly show that one loop correction stabilize this non-compact direction. So anyway, there is a stable, metastable back here in mass-based QCD. And then as long as mu is much smaller than lambda, then decay rate is very small, so long-lived. So the point is, how do we use this kind of the metastable vacuum for model building? So our first part, I'm talking about this kind of one of the model for phenomenology. And then second part, I will talk about a bit different theory, so called the part of the cyber-Witten theory. So let me start with the first part. So I will construct the direct type gauge mediation. And then the using the metastable vacuum, and then the construction of the direct gauge mediation using the metastable vacuum, firstly done by Diane Mason, and then also these guys. Also, the Murayama Nomura includes the messenger, so a little bit different model. But a phenomenological successful model, and some of the phenomenological successful model already appear. Okay, let me quickly review the gauge mediation. So among the several possibilities, gauge mediation is quite nice because it allows us to gives us the low energy switch breaking, and also the, we don't have to care about the gravity. We can focus on the field theory analysis, and then we already know about the non-partible effect of the field theory, so we can use it. So that's a nice point, and also flavor blind, so therefore phenomenologically nice. And then usually, typically, the gauge mediation model constructs of three parts. And then the one is the MSSN, the switch breaking sector, and the messenger sector. And then the switch breaking sector includes the field X, which gets the non-zero vacuum excitation value of the auxiliary field. So that's why switch is broken. So this, the switch breaking effect mediates to the messenger sector through this Yukawa coupling. So messenger field F gets the mass splitting between the boson and the boson and the fermion through this Yukawa interaction. Then, since the messenger carries the standard model charge, the radiative correction mediates the switch breaking effect to the MSSM. So that's the standard way to of the gauge mediation. Then, for example, the gaugino mass in the MSSN can get the mass from this diagram. So here, the messenger, since messenger carries the standard model charge, there is the interaction between the gaugino and the loop diagram generates the mass term. So in this way, soft mass term in the MSSN dynamically generated, the radiative correction generates the mass term. Also, scalar mass term is generated that true loop diagram. So this is the standard way of the gauge mediation. But one thing we have to care about the gauge mediation is the lambda fall. As I said, messenger field carries the standard model charge. So that's, it contributes to the learning of the gauge coupling. So above the mass scale of the messenger, it contributes to learning, and then the sign of the matter field contribution to the beta function is positive, so it contributes like this. So if there are so many messengers, then the before the unification, it hits the lambda pole. So the point where the SU3, the gauge coupling of SU3 diverge, that we call a lambda pole. So we want to keep the unification because the unification is one of the success of the supersymmetric extension with standard model. So we want to avoid this situation. If you add the messenger sector by hand, we can choose the number of the messenger, for example, one. In that case, we can easily avoid lambda four. However, if you want a more elegant type gauge mediation, so-called the direct type gauge mediation, this kind of the lambda four becomes serious problem because of the forward in release. Direct type gauge mediation is like this. So there is a switch breaking sector and then no messenger sector. So instead of that, consider the unbroken global symmetry in the switch breaking sector, and then consider the sum of the subgroup is gauged, and then identified with the standard model gauge group. So that means that the sum field carries the SUN global symmetry. Then after the identification, this carries the standard model charge. So can be regarded as the messenger. And then contribute to the MSSN through the radiative correction. This is the so-called, direct type gauge mediation. So the difficulty comes from here, because the field already exists in the switch breaking sector. So we cannot choose the number of the messenger. So if the field already exists, many number of the messenger exist in the switch breaking sector, then we meet the lambda pole. So to avoid a lambda fall in this situation is not so easy task. So anyway, we find that such kind of model with the slight deformation of the ISS. So the theory is almost the same as ISS, but two deformation, two difference. One is that the mass hierarchy in quarks. So in the ISS case, the mass is almost the same. The mass was the same, but we take the mass splitting, mass hierarchy here. And then one means the index for the SUNF minus NC. And the two means the index of SUNC. And then also we add the R breaking term because we are interested in the metastable Suzy breaking. We can consider the R breaking model, explicit R breaking model. So add this term. So that's it. Except that everything is the same as ISS, and we take the free magnetic range, and the Kera potential is also controllable. Okay, so that's the following their idea, take the magnetic dual, and the dual description goes like this. And then consider the ISS like metastable bacteria. Again, our model has this kind of the critical point of the potential. And then again, including the non-compact flux direction. However, Kolbe-Weinberg potential leaves to the order of the direction if mz is less than m. So we take this condition. And then also, as I said, there is a two possibility to embed the standard model into the unbroken gauge group here. So there are two unbroken gauge groups. So there is a two possibility. And then, so the first one is embedded this, the second one is this. But the second one is that the second one hit the lambda fall, so phenomenologically not successful. So we want to focus on the first one. So we embed the standard model into this gauge global spectrum. So as I said, once we identify the subgroup of the gauge global symmetry as a standard model gauge group, the radiative correction generate the mass term to the MSS for the MSSM, and the gauge mass gets this mass term, and then scalar mass gets this. So from the phenomenological constraint, these guys should be the same order. So we take M tilde to be MZ. And then for the longevity of the bacteria, we are interested in the ISS bacteria. And since we added the R-breaking term, the vacuum structure becomes a little bit rich, and a new critical point, new metastable bacteria appear. But this is not phenomenologically unacceptable because gauge mass is zero. So we wanna consider this kind of metastable bacteria, and then we want to get the long-lived metastable bacteria to guarantee the longevity. We choose, we take the mass hierarchy this. Okay, so finally, as I said, lambda port problem is a serious problem. So to avoid this situation, the difference between these two have to be satisfied this condition. So the question is there any solution for all conditions? So these free magnetic and then there's several inequality to satisfy the phenomenological constraint, and then to embed the standard model into the unbroken global symmetry, et cetera, et cetera. So there is actually the non-zero window for that. So this is one of the example. The E0 is the lambda QCD, is at 10 to the 16 GeV, and the Suzy breaking, the scale is at 10 to the 9 GeV. And then if we take this parameter like this, then there is non-zero window for in MF and MC. So anyway, we find the phenomenological partially successful model using the ISS metastable bacteria. This is the first example of the phenomenological successful model by using the ISS model. So
what was the scale of this metabolic? this.
It's very large.
Very large. Yeah, it's often happen in the case of the direct attack gauge mediation, relatively hard. But if you don't like the high energy switch breaking, just add the messenger sector by hand, like Murayama Nomura did. So in that case, you can choose the switch breaking to the heavy scale also. And then all the phenomenological constraints are satisfied. So, but we wanted to get a more elegant type of gauge mediation model. So, yeah, high energy and switch breaking is inevitable. So anyway,
that's the phenomenology. So nice thing is that this phenomenological successful model can be realized at the low energy effectivity on the string theory on D-brain. For example, we can embed our model into the type 2B string on AD5R geometry. Then this kind of theory was studied series of Frere's paper. And then it is known that the low energy theory on D5R partially wrapping on the S2 in AD5R geometry realized this. But this theory is a little bit different from the I defined before, but integrating out the massive adjoint field, this reproduced the setup of our model. So this can be regarded as a UV completion of our model. And then naturally embedded into the string theory. This was a harder task before, because they had to consider the chiral gauge theory to construct a Suzy breaking model. But chiral theory is itself a bit hard to construct a Suzy breaking model. We have to highly elaborate this theory. And then the embedding the chiral gauge theory into string theory is much harder. However, in this situation, we can use a vector-like model and then easily obtain the phenomenological successful model. And also, that can be embedded into string theory. So this is quite a nice situation. So once we accept the metastable back here, the everything is works very well. And this.
In string theory, can you arrange hierarchies between strong complex scales? So you need this hierarchy, right?
This. The reason why we assume this?
No, I'm asking that, so you have three gauge groups, right?
Right.
And each of them comes with its own strong coupling scale.
Each comes from the strong coupling scale?
Yeah, he's asking how the lambda i's.
Lambda 1, lambda 3, you said, is much less than lambda 2.
Oh, five.
So as long as you
five. I see. So the 85R geometry, here is a tunable parameter. So we can choose the size of this. It corresponds to the value of the lambda 1, lambda 2. So some of the S2 is much bigger than the other. So we just focus on such kind of geometry, choose by hand. So that's why we can, do this kind of job. So, and the second possibility is can be was shown by the Kachu and the collaborator using the type 2B on conical over ZM. This is much better because they dynamically generated the small mass time and the mass hierarchy using the string instanton correction or non-particle dynamics of the gauge theory. So all the mass dimension are dynamically generated. And the mass hierarchy we assumed by hand is automatically generated in this context. So our model is naturalized in the context of string theory. So in this way, the accepting the metastable vacuum is quite nice. And then lots of the successful model naturally comes from the string theory. That's one of the batch accepting the metastable. So, okay, That was the first part of my talk, that basically the phenomenology. The second part is more or less the formal interest, not necessarily phenomenological aspect.
And then, so the motivation to consider this kind of theory, deformed cyber gradient theory, is that we want to find a different kind of the controllable metastable vacuum in field theory, because most of the model we discussed so far is based on the free magnetic range of the SQCD. But if the Suji breaking, metastable Suji breaking is generic, it has to be existed in a different phase. So we wanna find the controllable metastable bracket in a different kind of phase or a different kind of the theory. So we wanna consider this part of the cyber gradient theory. And also the part of the reason to consider this theory comes from the toward the geometric construction of the metastable vacuum. It is known that the cyber gradient theory is geometrically engineered by using the, for example, the Calabi-Yau compactification of type 2B string theory, and then that cyber gradient theory is naturally realized. And the turning on the flux generates some of the flux and some of the superpotential. So we can get this kind of situation in the string context. So toward this direction, we wanna just consider this part of the cyber gradient theory from the field theory point of view. The cyber gradient theory defined by this. So we take any cyber gradient theory, any SO or SPSU or product, whatever, and the rank of the gauge group is G. At the low energy, the theory is a product of the U1. And the I is the number of the U1 here. And then, so since there is n equal to 2 supersymmetry inside the gradient theory, so not only F term, but also D term can be controllable. And then all the information are well already known. And then the supersymmetric vacuum has the moduli space. And then the metric of the moduli space is given by this, because in terms of the cyber gradient field potential. So that was the story, all the story. And then now we want to consider the perturbation by the super potential. And then here epsilon is very small. So at the leading order, the scalar potential can be written this way here. Since super potential already include the epsilon, that G is the metric for any metric of the n equal to cyber gradient theory itself. So everything is controllable, and then we can easily calculate this leading term of the scalar potential. Once we turn on the super potential, scalar potential lift the moduli space, and then situation becomes like this. But the question is, can we engineer the metastable vacuum in this context? That's our question. Answer is yes. It's quite generically we can construct the metastable vacuum. So how? So consider the generic point of the Coulomb branch. It's possible to find the metastable. That point metastable. So how? The form of the superpotential is this. X is a local coordinate near the point. For example, in the cyber gradient case, XI, sometimes you can use the AI or UI and so on. So anyway, this is the result. And then zero means evaluated at the point. The geodesic geometric quantity evaluated at the point. So anyway, the turning on this superpotential that makes that point metastable. So that's the conclusion. And then this three terms is just the first three terms of the Kähler normal coordinate. And then, so what the Kera, the defined Kera normal code here. So the definition of the Kera normal coordinate is just the extension of the geodesic coordinate to the Kera potential, Kera manifold. So the definition of the Kera normal coordinate is this. And then explicitly, the solution of this equation was obtained by Higashijima et al. And then can be expanded in a series of expansion of local coordinate x. And the nice feature of the Kera normal coordinate is this. The metric of the moduli space is controlled by the curvature tensor, and then up to the first two order. And here is a constant. So plugging this into the scalar potential, that we obtain the scalar potential goes like this. So first part is the positive definite, because keramic metric is positive. So this is positive definite. And then the second one is that important for the stability. So in the case of the Seiberg-Witten theory, this part is positive definite because of the special geometry relation. So that means that we get the metastable point, metastable back here, there by deforming the Kera normal coordinate. So that's a claim of our claim. So however, there is one subtlety. So to get the stable back here, the higher order term does not affect the stability. So however, the truncation of the higher order term is very important to break supersymmetry, because it changes the global structure of the potential. So actually, if you consider the deformation superpotential as a full order of the Kera normal coordinate, it preserves supersymmetry. This is a bit surprising for us, and a different kind of supersymmetry. Let me explain this in more detail. So to explain the situation, let me consider the electric magnetic FI term. This kind of potential was well studied before. And then consider this quantity, and then expand just this around the point we are interested in. Now, after the series of expansion, and then plugging this into this, becomes is exactly the same as the Kera normal code. So that means that the Kera normal coordinate is equivalent to the electric magnetic FI term with this condition. This is really surprising, because this condition was well studied in this paper, the 10 years ago, Antoniades, Patrick Taylor, in the context of partial surge breaking, and recently the Aganagich Bean cell buffer. So what they did is that consider the type 2B string theory on coniform, and lapping the D5 lane breaks one of the suji. And then instead they consider the lapping the anti-D5 lane. So preserve the other suji. N equal 2 suji includes the 2 N equal 1 suji. D brain preserve this suji. The anti-D brain preserve the other suji. So this situation corresponds to anti-D brain case, and then preserve N equal one such. So that means our Kera normal coordinate deformation directly related to this kind of situation, and then say that the suji is preserved indeed. So however, don't get confused. If you truncate higher order term of the Kera normal coordinate, suji is indeed broken. If you add the higher order term, then supersymmetry is preserved. So that's our conclusion. So what we found is that, let me conclude my talk. In the first part, I demonstrated the phenomenological viable model that can be embedded into the string theory. So the phenomenologically viable model naturally comes from the string theory. So that's a good point, first good point. And then second part, I show the generic recipe for constructing the metastable vacuum in any cyber witness field. So this suggests that the metastable switch breaking is quite generic. So therefore, the genericity suggests that we are in a metastable vacuum, because we can construct lots of models using the metastable vacuum. So it is plausible to that we are in, it is plausible to consider that we are in a metastable vacuum. This is the conclusion. I guess I stop here. Thank you.
Do you know what the information you are talking for cyber quantum theories? What does it correspond on the string theory side? If I embed an equation.
For example, as I said, if you yes. For example, one simple example I can say that in the Taylor Buffer paper, they consider the P1 over P1 times P1 fibration. One fiber is much bigger than the other. In that case, the size of the size of the P1 corresponds to the first one is A, and then the other one is S, and then the big one is almost a freeze, and then can be regarded as a constant. So, and then they turning on the flux for both of the P1 generate superpotential. One is a usual Dubok buffer Wittgenstein potential, and then the other is that U, just a linear term of U, is the for SU2 case. So this is just one of the example, and then breaks the supersymmetry. So in the context of flux, we can generate this kind of situation using like this. So we can freeze the moduli of the collider by turning on the flux, and then simultaneously Suji is broken. So much better situation. But of course, we are thinking about the non-compact. So the entropy is infinity. So if you want to consider the compact case, new kind of the moduli appear, and then you have to control such a new moduli also. But
Has anyone done that? Has anyone done that in the compact model?
Compact model what?
To construct such a supersymmetry breaking scenario in a compact model. Has this been done?
Not yet. Yeah. To have such a direction. We want to consider.
So in part one, you had this graph where you had the ISS minima, then you had a lower minima, and then you had a supersymmetric minima, right? This lower minima, was it on the mesonic branch? Are the baryons zero there, or I guess?
Baryonic branch, as usual. They're very similar to the ISS back here.
Oh, OK, I see. Yeah, OK, because on your x-axis was the expectation value of the meson, right?
Yeah, I just schematically lined the picture.
Yeah, OK, no, I see. Thank you. Other questions, comments? No less time.